Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Westminster on this beautiful Lord's Day. In the words of one of my favorite teachers, we got a little liquid sunshine outside. It'll be all right, just a little rain. Welcome to visitors and members alike. Let's make sure to sign in with the friendship pads at the end of your pew so that we can know who all was here today. It's a good crowd for a rainy day. We have a lot of things coming up in the life of our church today and in the next few days in the coming week. Today, we have a special concert here in this sanctuary at 2 o'clock. It's a benefit concert for the American Red Cross, and it's going to feature a lot of musicians you might know, musicians from SFA, from Westminster, from the surrounding community. I hear Charlie Gavin's going to do something for us. Jimmy Pitts is going to be playing. You might even hear Zach and me do a little number. We have a lot of our regularly scheduled activities this week. One special thing would be this Wednesday, there's a forum to address hunger in Nacogdoches. You can find out more info about that in the inside of your worship bulletins in the bold there after the postlude, so you can check out that. Looking ahead, we have a lot of things happening next Sunday. One would be a congregational meeting. Another would be the internment service for Sarah Rogers. And later that evening, we're going to have the Halloween carnival and picnic and hayride. You can find out more info about that with this orange bulletin insert in your bulletins. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Yes, Michelle. Excellent. Thank you. Any other announcements, Johnny? That's a good problem. 3:30. Let's see. I don't know the answer to that, Johnny. Okay, well, we can stay updated about that. There will be a church-wide email that can give you the more definite time for that. Thanks for asking. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, then let us prepare our hearts to worship Almighty God.
Please join me in the call to worship. You are the Lord. Let the peoples tremble. You sit enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. Lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
We will extol you, O Lord our God,
Almighty God, immortal, invisible, all wise, who fill those who turn to you with great light and hope, be with us this day as we join our hearts in adoration and praise. We pray during this hour of worship that you will nurture our faith, fill our hearts with love, increase our courage so that our resolve to work in your service will deepen. Help us to join with the church throughout the world to render our praise to you. For in your all-encompassing love and through your amazing grace, we are filled with hope. As we gather, may we honor our Savior Jesus, for it is his name that we come to worship. Amen. Please be seated. A call to confession. To come before God with the truth of our lives is itself an act of faith. We trust that the Holy One is interested in us, interested in our minds and hearts and souls. We trust that God's mercy and grace are intended for us too. With faith and in trust, let us make our confession to God. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Holy God, hear our prayer. Sometimes our lives are a mess because of our choices we have made or because of choices others have made. Sometimes our lives are great and we're kind and generous. Sometimes our lives are great and we forget to be grateful and humble. We trust that in the jumble of all this, you are present. We trust that you are with us, walking with us when we stray, nudging us back to the right path, slowing us down when you get ahead of you, and waiting for us when we lag behind. So we thank you and ask for your forgiveness
and pray that you will stay through us throughout the journey. Amen. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore, I declare to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Please be seated. Now let us return our tithes and offerings back to our loving and gracious God. Lord God, here are the gifts we present to you. May they express our love for Jesus Christ, and may they be used for his glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Draw us close, Holy Spirit, as the scriptures are read and the word is proclaimed. Let the word of faith be on our lips and in our hearts, and let all other words slip away. May there be one voice we hear today, the voice of truth and grace. Amen. Our Psalter today is from Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods.
For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before him.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord, the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Our scripture reading today is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me with. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider this too, that the nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name. The Lord and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft on the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen."
Children, come forward.
For the love that we share,
because he listens to my prayers.
knows he listens to my prayers.
That's why I say thanks every day.
That's why I say thanks every day.
See, I feel like y'all heard that before. So, the cool thing about that song is that we're supposed to be thankful for those things, for the people that are in our lives that show us the right way to do things, the people that show us how to love each other, the people that show us how to believe in Jesus, the people that show us how to do the work, or work our way in the banana song. We're supposed to have a thankful heart when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, when you guys know that song, be thankful to those people who are trying to teach you the right way to do things, because those will be the people that you'll remember when you know how to do it later on. You guys, my friend, you need to put it? All right. Lord, thank you for putting people in our lives that instruct us and show us how to do things that we just otherwise wouldn't do. You know that they come especially sent from you in order to teach us and make us better people. As we go into our lives, may we be seeking out for those people, people who will benefit us in the long run. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. A few weeks ago for my birthday, I got this great email from my friend Woody. Now, he's the Reverend Woody Berry, to be exact. If you don't know Woody yet, you will soon. Steve and I have invited Woody to be the preacher for my ordination service here on December 10th. I can't wait for you to meet Woody. He is the former senior pastor of my old church in Lexington, Kentucky, Maxwell Street Presbyterian Church. And even though he's technically retired, according to the Presbyterian Church USA, he's set to receive another call to pastor another church in central Kentucky. Because I believe you can't stop a good minister from doing what he's been called to do and what he loves and does best. Now, another thing about Woody is that he knows no stranger. He's warm and friendly and extroverted, and he's got this twinkle in his eye, and he's always ready to laugh. And even if you've just met him, you feel like you've been friends forever. He's well known professionally in Presbyterian circles, too. And when I was just beginning my exam before the Presbytery Committee a month ago, that thing over Zoom where they zoomed in and I was in my office, I mentioned Woody's name, and one of the examiners said, "Oh, yes, I know Woody Berry. He's my friend from fill in the blank." Honestly, I was so nervous at that time, I can't remember exactly what he said. But I do remember that he knew Woody. And Woody somehow indirectly helped me break the ice with my examiners. And I was able to smile and laugh and relax a little bit and go boldly forward into my exam. If you remember from a few weeks ago when Steve was preaching about Philippians, he pointed out how Paul was an Israelite among Israelites, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. Steve proudly proclaimed that he was a Texan among Texans, and rightly so. And we could say the same for my friend Woody, a Texan among Texans. Woody is from the little town of Floydada, Texas. Do you know Floydada? Okay. Current population, 2,786. Woody is a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin and Austin Seminary, and he's pastored churches throughout Texas in Houston, Austin, Odessa, Fort Worth, and San Antonio. As we would go about our ministry in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, Woody would often sing songs to Zach and me about the eyes of Texas being upon you and being deep in the heart of Texas, and he would say things like, "Hook 'em horns," before we even knew what that meant. So Woody inspired in me an interest in and love of Texas even before we moved here. And so now we're here in Nacogdoches. And it was so much fun to get an email from our original Texas friend on my birthday. He began his email with greetings to me. He said, "I hope you had a good day yesterday. Sunday is a good day for a birthday. And I hope you had a good time in Shreveport. We were thinking of you and celebrating with you this weekend." And then Woody continued with updates on things that he and his wife Jan were doing lately, and he shared news of our other friends in Kentucky. And he ended his email with a birthday blessing to me. He wrote, "And now it's a new week. May the joys of this coming year surprise you and fill you, and what a good year it is going to be." Even though those words were printed on a screen, I could imagine Woody's voice proclaiming them to me with lots of joy, and I did feel blessed and eager for another year of life. Maybe that's how the Thessalonians felt when they received Paul's letter to them, a letter that is now part of the Bible and a book we call 1 Thessalonians. Maybe this congregation of new Christians in Macedonia, in northern Greece, felt joy and comfort and blessing as they read these words, which are also in today's New Testament reading. And this is how it goes. "Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to even speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. These words from Paul are words of encouragement, encouragement to stay strong in the midst of persecution, to keep being imitators of Jesus Christ, to keep on living in faith, hope, and love, no matter what the future holds. And it's remarkable to see those words, faith, hope, love, in chapter 1, verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians. Now, we might be most familiar with them from another one of Paul's letters, his first letter to the Corinthians in that famous chapter 13. It's that part where Paul talks about all of the things that love is and all of the things that love isn't. And he concludes with, "And now faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love." The Thessalonian Christians were well known for their work of faith, for their labor of love, and for their steadfast hope in Jesus. And they were also known for being imitators. That is, people who lived out what they had learned from their teachers like Paul, and ultimately from our greatest example, Jesus Christ. And you know, their congregation was not all that different from our congregation here at Westminster Presbyterian in Nacogdoches, Texas. They were real people living that life of faith, hope, and love, living in Christ and in community with those inside and outside their congregation. And so that made me think, how are we, as the people of Westminster, living in Christ and with each other in faith, hope, and love, these three? And how am I, as part of this community, living that life? I know that I have people in my life who have taught me about faith, hope, and love, and who continue to shape me, shape who I am as a Christian, as a minister, as a human being. Now, someone who is a shining example of faith for me is a former professor from the School of Divinity at Gardner-Webb University. Her name is Dr. Sofia Gomez Stiebel. She comes from Brazil. She is a kind and gentle soul with a heavy Brazilian accent that makes all of her words sound warm and velvety. She teaches Christian education and spiritual formation, and I feel like she must be the holiest person I know. Her faith in Jesus Christ is at the very core of her being. Dr. Stiebel's relationship with Jesus guides her life and her ministry of teaching. Her faith just radiates from her. I remember sitting and talking with her in her office, and from the deep, peaceful look in her dark brown eyes to her intently listening ears to her calming words, I would always leave there feeling like I had been in the very presence of God, or at least been in the presence of someone who spends a lot of her time in the presence of God. And even if I would have moments of trouble or doubt, upon spending time with Sofia Stiebel, I would just know that this whole God thing was real. Even her conversation was laced with the great stories of faith within our Judeo-Christian heritage. I remember I was struggling with something at one point, and Dr. Stiebel prayed with me, asking God to guide me, just as God brought the Hebrew people out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And she didn't sound phony or affected when she prayed this. She sounded real. She reminded me of the way God had always been there and would continue to be there with me. The story of faith was so much a part of her being, and I knew it was real. And I too believed. and I left her presence ready to journey with God in this life of faith. I have learned more fully about the love in which Jesus calls us to live from my friend Woody Berry. In addition to being an amazing Texan and Presbyterian minister, he really does live out the example of love. I remember seeing a recent Facebook picture of him cradling a young child at church, and a person commented on that picture saying, "Woody Berry walks in the light." That pretty much sums it up for me. In every one of his sermons, Woody always brings the message back to the most important point of all: how much God loves us and cares about us and wants to be with us. And that's what I hope and pray I can share with you in anything I might say from this pulpit. I learned from Woody, and I hope that you will realize too how much God loves you, cares about you, and is with you. It doesn't just stop at words, though. Woody showed me that it's more than telling people how loved they are. You then do it. You love people. Woody was the one you'd find out in the parking lot talking to the folks coming in to Thursday night meal at the church, a ministry for the homeless and for low-income families in downtown Lexington. You could find Woody sitting on a park bench talking to members of Alcoholics Anonymous after their meetings at church. You could find Woody packing boxes at an elderly church member's home before she needed to move to assisted living. You could find him in the midst of crowds of people rallying for peace and justice in the downtown square. You could find him sitting with the youth on Sunday evenings just talking about life and the things that matter to them. And you could always find Woody wherever groups of little children were gathered, with all them squealing, "Woody!" as they would run to hug him. Woody has shown me how to love people in word and in action, and I hope to keep learning this each day. And there's one more in the famous three: faith, love, and hope. Earlier, I was trying to think of another dear teacher who has taught me hope, and I realized that this teacher was you. You, Westminster friends, are teaching me hope. A few weeks ago, Steve was reviewing the church budget with me so that I'd know how everything works here, and he pointed to a line item that said Associate Pastor Fund. He explained how you, as a congregation, believed that finding an associate pastor was where God was leading this church, and you pledged money to make that happen. You believed and continue to believe that God is at work here at Westminster and in Nacogdoches by expanding your ministry team. You are willing to take risks and try new things because you have hope for the future. For instance, you are open to trying this new thing called Theology on Tap, a gathering that could provide fellowship for many of us within Westminster and as a way to reach out to others in our community. You're willing to host a Halloween carnival again because it reached so many community members last year, and who knows what we can do this year. You're willing to host a concert this afternoon to benefit those who have suffered from Hurricane Harvey. You're willing to take part in new initiatives to care for those with food insecurity in Nacogdoches. You're willing to create a place for those in need to shower and do their laundry in one of the buildings near Love, Inc., and on and on and on, because you are people of hope, hope founded in Jesus Christ, hope tied to faith and love. Just like the Thessalonian Christians, we have people in our lives who teach us about faith, hope, and love, and who lead us in the way of Jesus. You might have been reminded of your own teachers as I was sharing with you about mine. We learn, we imitate, and then we lead. Because people in the world outside of Westminster can see us. They're watching. Just like others knew about the faith, hope, and love of the Thessalonians, people are learning what is happening with us. Every time one of us forgives someone else, people will notice. Every time we provide a meal for someone in need, people will notice. Every time we welcome a teenager who needs a place to fit in, people will notice. Every time we provide a safe and caring place for a child, people will notice. Every time we make people of all different backgrounds feel welcome, people will notice. And we do it all in the power of the Holy Spirit and filled with faith, hope, and love, these three. And then, as Paul says, the word of the Lord will sound forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia and Nacogdoches, but in every place your faith in God has become known. Amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life, the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and the gift of friends who lead us in your ways. May we have open hearts and minds to learn and grow, and willing hands and feet to move as you lead us. When troubles and doubts, even suffering, come our way, strengthen our faith and help us to see glimpses of your presence here with us. When we are seeking your ways and the path before us is unclear, or when you call us to join you in doing a new thing, fill us with your hope and help us to walk boldly forward. When we feel unlovable, remind us of your love. When we see those in need of love, may we be eager to share it with them. May we become reflections of you so that the good news of your love will resound throughout our town and beyond to the world. And as your beloved people, we know that we can bring all of our cares to you, all the things that concern us, and we lift these specific cares and concerns to you now, with the church responding, Lord, hear our prayers. 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 Merciful God, bind us all together in your Holy Spirit. Make us bold to live in faith, hope, and love, and bold to pray together the prayer our Lord taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And now let us stand and affirm our faith with the Apostles' Creed as printed in our bulletins. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. friends, let us go now in peace, abiding in faith, hope, and love, knowing that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with us now and always. Amen.
Thank you.